This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know how you get a couple of days off at the end of your work week? That thing called a weekend? Not everybody gets one, though. And farm workers in New York are today's example. A group of those farm workers are walking across the state to push state lawmakers to pass a bill that would make them eligible for overtime pay, day of rest, and the right to unionize. Eilish O'Neill met up with a group of them as they went through Manhattan.
Late Saturday afternoon, farmworkers and activists are making their way through Harlem and Washington Heights in Manhattan. Their feet may hurt from a long day of walking, but they're still enthusiastic. They're drumming, chanting, handing out flyers. A pair of them's on roller skates. The marchers are trying to right what they see as an historical wrong. You know all the labor laws we take for granted, like days off? They were passed back in the 1930s, during the New Deal. As part of the backroom compromising necessary to get them through, farm workers were left out. Since then, a handful of states have gone ahead and granted protections to farm workers anyway. But New York is not one of them. Here, farm workers still don't have the right to overtime pay, a day off, or collective bargaining, says New York State Senator Adriano Espaillat.
These are fundamental rights of every worker in New York State that have been denied to over 100,000 farm workers across the state of New York.
One of these excluded workers is Berta Garzon. She spent 21 years working on a duck farm in upstate New York.
Son 33 o 34 jaulas.
Garzon says she had to force feed more than 350 ducks three times a day. That meant she worked around the clock with never more than 5 hours off at a time. And she only got one day off a month. A bill currently before the New York Senate would make all that illegal.
If it was passed into law, it would essentially gut our agricultural industry.
This is Jeff Williams, Director of Public Policy at the New York Farm Bureau. He says if workers had the right to unionize, they could strike during harvest time, and farmers could lose their entire investment. Also, Williams says, farmers in New York have such narrow profit margins, they can't afford to pay workers more.
I talked with a vegetable farmer from central New York last week, and he's trying to unload a truckload of carrots. And he calls up the wholesaler and distributor and say, okay, what's the price today? He produced his for 21 cents per pound, but Michigan's paying 18 cents. And so the more you increase those labor costs, the more you get in that position where you can't produce food for what you're getting paid for.
It's not clear what the economic impact of this bill would be. Some economists say California's law, for example, led to more expensive produce and lowered wages for farm workers. Others argue those effects were negligible, and the main effect of the legislation was to reduce poverty. For people like Richard Witt, one of the leaders of the march and an Episcopal priest, this isn't about economics. This is about morality. He spent the past 20 years helping farm workers fight.
They want to know why they're being treated differently than others. So for them, it really is about treat us with dignity, respect that we're a key part of the agricultural system and the food system.
The marchers hope their protests will force state senators to bring the bill to a vote before they break for the summer. In New York, I'm Alicia O'Neill for Marketplace.